Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dibs came in here yesterday. You thought the Amen Thompson play that injured Jimmy was dirty.
Yeah.
Or leaning in that direction.
No, dirty. And you okay. Can say it because I've gotten over 385 Twitter responses.
Oh, good.
And about half of them are like, yeah, Dibs, stand on it. Stand on what you say. And the other 185 have been.
Stand on what you do.
Yeah. You're a C, a P, a D, an N.
C, P, D, N.
I've been hit with all kinds of consonants. If there's a consonant.
You need a vowel, dude. You make some words out of this.
Well, I got hit with an A.
You gotta buy a vowel.
I got hit with an I. Idiot.
And what does that spell? Yeah, I don't know.
It's a great question.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyhow, what is this, Wordle all of a sudden?
Listen, I thought, and again, as I said, I don't like the word inadvertent. That made it sound a little bit too innocent.
That's what Steve said.
Yeah, I didn't think it was dirty, but. That's obviously the question that comes up at both teams' shoot-arounds today. And wouldn't you know it, no one other than Mr. Dylan Brooks.
Mm.
Grandy, your little Oregon schmuck.
Whoa.
Dylan Brooks.
The Oregon schmucks.
Yeah, yeah. You know what O stands for now.
Oh, no, you didn't. Also a two, but go ahead.
No, I'm actually
having fun.
What does O stand for, Willard?
No, I'll take what Dibs' answer is. Okay. Fine. Yeah. It was kind of a choose-your-own-adventure setup. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, I did not see an obvious answer there.
No. Yeah. Or maybe that's what O stands for, obvious. Maybe. I don't know. I just know that hearing Dylan Brooks say something like this made me laugh. So he was asked, hey, your teammate Amen Thompson, is he dirty? Here's what Dylan said.
No, I think the dirty player is Draymond, giving a little push as regular basketball players do, and Jimmy's fighting the air for a rebound, and you know, stuff happens. You know, a man's not a dirty player. He has no anything to do with being a dirty player. We're not worried about that. We're on to the next game, and we hope Jimmy can get better.
We hope Jimmy can get better. So that was a nice little kumbaya there at the end by Dylan Brooks.
Right.
There's a lot of dribbling going on in the background. Dylan Brooks says, no, we don't think Amen Thompson is dirty. We think that the dirty player is Draymond for giving him that little shove, which all of us have watched 1,000 times. And I'm sorry if you think, I'm not calling the play dirty, but if you think Draymond shoved Amen Thompson, your glasses need a little, one of those little rags to wipe them off. You're not seeing this clearly. There's absolutely no shove. There is maybe a tangle a little bit, but there's no shove from Draymond Green. It doesn't even matter. Here's the larger issue. Dylan Brooks referring to another player as dirty has got to win comment of the year.
Is there an award for that?
He just won an ESPY.
Right.
For the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard an athlete say in my entire life.
The pot calling the kettle dirty. Yes.
Essentially.
That's basically what that is.
Yes.
So a guy who is known for one of the worst fouls in recent playoff history where he went up and took a shot at a player in the air from behind to the head and literally caused GP2 to miss what, a week or 2 weeks?
Oh, it was more than that.
It was probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't have the exact game log in front of me. And he's going to be the one to say that Draymond Green is dirty for pushing Amen Thompson, even though, and if you want to think that Amen Thompson stumbled and lost his balance, okay, he might have. He tripped over his teammate. Draymond Green did not push him, in my opinion, and I was not on the floor. I was not in Houston. All I can go by is what I saw on the tape. And Draymond Green does not outwardly push Amen Thompson into Jimmy Butler.
Not at all. Not at all. Again, I'm not calling the play dirty. I'm calling Dylan Brooks disingenuous. That's what I'm saying. I got no problem if you want to defend your teammate, Dylan. Yeah, we don't think Amen is a dirty player, and I don't think it was a dirty play. Unfortunate thing happened to Jimmy, but bodies got tangled. Everyone's going for position. He lost his balance and fell into Jimmy Butler, and we hope Jimmy's getting better. Real easy answer. For you to call somebody else dirty is just, it's patently ridiculous. And by the way, Moses Moody was asked about it today at Warriors shoot around. Hey, is your Dylan Brooks called Draymond Green the dirty player? Moody just smirked and looked at the reporter and said, this is a little ironic, isn't it?
Mm.
Don't you think?
Right. Don't you know? And yeah, don't you think? And yes, it is more than ironic that a guy who has been, you know, in Draymond too. I'm not going to dismiss Draymond from, like, if you wanted to do dirty play versus dirty play, Draymond would win on volume. He's been in the league longer and he's had more what I would consider dirty plays, but it makes it for me to where neither one of them should be talking about either in that way.
Agreed. Draymond Green should not call anybody else a dirty player, and I don't, to my memory, I don't think he ever has.
No, nor did he in the post game in game two.
Yeah, exactly. And see, and that's kind of the thing. You know, we were talking about that yesterday, about the idea that Steph and Draymond said game two was less physical and they're not complaining about it, so therefore we can't complain about it. Yes, we can. But Steph and Draymond are never going to do that. They're never going to do that. To me, ultimate sign of not being a champion is heading to a press conference after a game to complain about what the other team is doing to you. Like, there are ways to combat that, and you can complain behind the scenes if you want, but I can't think of anything weaker than coming off the court, not liking what you just saw, and thinking to yourself, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go have a press conference. That'll teach them. Come on, man. Draymond and Steph aren't going to do that. These dudes are champs. They've been around every block that the NBA has to offer. They'll never do it. Doesn't matter what you do to them. So, anyway, Mr. B in Santa Clara. Hi, Mr. B. Thanks for calling. What's up? Mr. B. Man, got to go back on hold now.
Mr. B.
I hate that. You ever put your phone in your pocket and all you do is call in and then just give us.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I just want to say, man, first of all, that's a dirty play. And if you look at the replay and you look at it closely in slow-mo, Amen Thompson, that trash AF player, even give him a good shove on his way down with both of his arms hitting Jimmy right on his right leg. It's like for good measure, make sure he falls as awkwardly as possible. And what baffles me, what grinds my noggins is that in today's SOFC NBA, why is this being allowed? The last time I saw this kind of brand of basketball, it was the Piston Bad Boys. You know, so it's like, and a lot of the things that the Warriors were doing is in retaliation to what they were doing. I watched the game again, and they were putting elbows on the Warriors' rib cage, on the neck, and this happened all game long. So Adam Silver, what are we doing, man? Are we soft or are we dirty? You know, they're right. Game one was a physical brand of basketball. Game two was not physical. It was dirty.
Here's my only issue with this, Jonathan. I mean, if we want to spotlight, and thanks, if we want to spotlight one play, fine, we can spotlight one play. I'm going to push back when anybody goes, hey, the Warriors were innocent, But then they started doing it because they had to retaliate to what the Rockets were doing. Don't do it. I'm sorry, for the first time in my life, I'm going to call someone else out for being a homer. Don't do it.
This is breaking.
Do not do that. Do not watch your team's game and think they're innocent flowers who were forced into being mean because the other team was mean first. Have you watched any of these playoffs? You and I sat here in front of that Pistons-Knicks game last night where everybody hated each other 38 seconds into the game.
I think it was a brawl.
It was a brawl the entire night. Did anybody watch Lou Dort against Ja Morant last night? Ja's out. He's out.
Yep, he's out.
He's already out for game four.
Yep.
And so's Memphis. Done. Night-night. Series over. They were up by almost 30 points in that game.
26 at the half, Mark.
And it went up from there.
Yep.
And they lost the game, and they lost their star player, and he's already been ruled out for tomorrow night.
Yep.
And they weren't going to win the series anyway, so who cares? But still.
Still.
This is happening with every team, every series, every night. If you want to say that league and Adam Silver need to do something about the larger point, that's fine. I don't think, we can talk about Dylan as an individual. We can talk about Amen Thompson's play as an individual play. I don't really like the idea that the Rockets are dirty and the Warriors are super nice, clean guys who actually went to retirement homes all day long and talked to everybody, and then they go to the basketball game after that, and they're hoping for a non-contact sport, but they were forced into it because the Rockets are mean. Don't do that.
No, it's NBA, and you want to talk about physicality, and then you can talk about what I believe are plays that go beyond the pale. And there was a play off the ball where Pods got a two-hand push in the back, and he got thrown to the ground. No call. And it didn't mean that he was going to get injured, but it's just one of those things where you look at a play like that, and you think, okay, I mean, what are we really refereeing? What are we adjudicating? And Steph Curry off the ball is getting held and the rest of it. And so I know every game is different. It's its own unique animal. And so maybe game three, the crew decides that they're going to be much more diligent about refereeing all the actions. But I'm kind of with you about the Warriors. You can look at many things independently. Draymond Green is physical and he's had a history of dirty plays, cheap plays, longer than your arm. And at the same time, for me, what Amen Thompson did is dirty. And you don't have to conflate it with Draymond Green. For me, it's the one incident. And for me, the one incident, Amen Thompson going underneath Jimmy Butler, unnecessarily, not reviewed. I thought it was dirty. That has nothing to do with Draymond Green and Şengün and Nurkic and Steven Adams and LeBron James and the finals and all the rest of it.
Agreed.
This one thing was the one thing.
Well,
that was my one thing.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, shout out Odyssey.
You have to do that on one day. Don't do it on 2 days.
Yeah.
You do one thing.
Yeah, my bad. You have to do it on one day. I missed that day.
Anyway, that's okay. Nobody understands the joke.
Yeah, you do. That's fine.
I agree with you, and it is, to me, similar to the point that I was trying to drive home yesterday with regard to the way Steph Curry gets guarded, as opposed to general physicality. Look, general physicality in the playoffs is not going away. It's here. It's in every series. It's not going away. And by the way, whoever does not participate loses in four games.
You lose, yeah.
That's it. You lose if you don't want to participate. So general physicality will be there. If you want to talk about specific plays being dirty or a specific strategic process, which is what I see as far as the way they guard Steph Curry, and I don't even see that as dirty. I just see it as against the rules and not really being enforced with the whole arm bars and constantly grabbing him around the waist kind of a thing, which has clearly been coached by the Rockets and other teams as well. But I think the Rockets are a little more forceful with it and B, just good at it, because they are. They're a good defensive team.
Yep.
And they're getting away with it. And so I want to talk about that because I do think the public and the media at large, the more they talk about that, then I do think the more of an issue it becomes, the more eyeballs and ears the league has on it, and therefore maybe the more prepared the officials are for it. They do have meetings where they talk about, hey, we need to look for this, that, and the other in this specific matchup. And I certainly hope whoever gets assigned to tomorrow night's game meets about that at about 2 o'clock. Let's watch for the Rockets' arm bars on Steph Curry, because they did it all night long in game two, and it's against the rules. That's all.
It is. And it depends on the crew. And like we've talked about ad nauseum, each crew is going to try to officiate the best way that they can. And if there are 90 possessions for the Warriors in a game, and if you are going to hold Steph Curry, let's say 60 times, because he's not in for every possession, but let's say he's out there for 60 offensive possessions and you hold him 60 times and you foul him 60 times, you're not going to call it 60 times.
You can.
Or 50.
You're allowed to.
Or 40.
Yeah.
Or 30. Oh, yeah, or 20.
But
can you call it 10 times?
If you call it 10 times, the Rockets lose.
Of course.
The Rockets lose.
But that, for me, is the bigger point. And we could do this the other way, which is, all right, Şengün, when he's getting guarded by Draymond Green, and Draymond's going to have an arm in his back, an arm around him, well, that's a foul.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if it's Kevon or if it's a switch and it's Steph, like, we can call it both ways all the time. There's a fine line. There's a balance. And I do think...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To your point that we're a little bit out of balance with a player who is so good at moving, and if his movement is being restricted, then what are we even doing here?
On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, check this one out. You'll love this. Hey, Willard, the whole game, they were dirty, not physical. They were elbowing everyone. Again, watch the games, Willard, not watch it like my mother when cooking.
Oh, boy.
First of all, you don't need to get sexist on the text line. And secondly, there's nothing wrong with cooking at all. I hope you do have some food with a game that starts at 6:30 at night. That's called dinner. Third of all, I don't miss a damn play.
No.
And fourth of all, you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing the thing. Don't do the thing. Don't be the fan that thinks your team it just spends all day doing charity work and all of the other teams that are in these NBA playoffs, they're mean. They're just mean bullies. But my Warriors, my Warriors are kind. They're kind. I think they're going to the hospital tomorrow before the game so that they can visit with sick children.
Yeah.
And then they will go to the game and they will ask the Rockets kindly if we could just have a contact-free game. We're begging you to do that because we think that that's how basketball should be played.
Maybe you're not watching the game because I saw one possession where Steph Curry was on the weak side and he had a small basket of canned goods and he was handing them out into the crowd, and Dylan Brooks came over and smacked that can out of his hand.
Yeah.
That's a foul.
It is. It's a foul.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kevon Looney had jumper cables on one possession.
I'm not.
I mean, like, they wouldn't let him charge up a car.
I'm not.
I'm with you.
Which is like not letting a thing have its purpose in life. And, I don't like that.
What about Jalen Green's elbow to Draymond's face?
Yeah, no. You want to call out individual dirty plays or things that are over the line, let's do it. And by the way, that was reviewed and called flagrant. So we're good here. But I'm not going to do the Rockets are dirty and the Warriors are nice. I'm not doing that. I just won't. Draymond Green plays for the Warriors. Like, I've got a line for crying out loud.
For sure.
Like,
for
come
sure.
on.
Well, I think a better way to describe it is the Warriors are physical and the Rockets are more physical. And if there's a line between the two of physical and then dirty, I do think that the Rockets have crossed that line more than the Warriors have in this series.
That's fair.
And I'm not going to go back to the history of Draymond Green because nobody's been more adamant about Draymond Green's dirty play on the station than me over the course of, I don't know, his whole career. I've called out each and every act in practice, on the court, and all the rest of it.
You'd be nice to the NBA's Hustle Player of the Year.
What's he going to do? Hustle over here and give me a flagrant too?
Hustle over here and stand on business.
I doubt it.
No, I don't. I don't.
Then we got to fight.
There you go. 888-957-9570.
He's always told me to stand on it, and I will stand on it.
Stand on it.
He has committed some of the most flagrant cheap shot fouls in the last 10 years.
These
are facts. I'm just going to say that.
He's Draymond Green.
My name's Dan Dibley, and I'm standing on business, and that is that's in his past, but I'm talking about this series.
Stand on what you say. On what you do.
There you go.
Yeah. Two games in, he's not been that guy in the series.
No, he's not. Boy, he was terrible in game two. He was terrible. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, for the entire 3 o'clock hour in less than 10 minutes, okay? Mykael Williams, pass rusher out of Georgia, the Niners pick. Round two starts in about an hour. We'll be all over it. But plenty of Warrior basketball today, too. Let's go to Paul in Cupertino. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I agree that, Warriors aren't, angels when it comes to this. But the question is, how much physicality will the referees allow? And, with Amon Thompson, it was more of a desperation move, breaking through a block and then stumbling out. You know, it's uncontrolled play. And I think at best, it's an uncontrolled play. I don't think he imagined he would fall into Jimmy, but it's uncontrolled. And that should be called, because then this gets into more of a football scrum rather than a basketball play. You know, at every rebound, people are just holding other people down. I think Draymond may be egregious. You know, he does egregious fouls, but I don't think the Warriors' style of play is one where you are always holding, blocking every little play to a point where it should be a foul, you know? That's my take.
Yeah, Paul, I hear you. Every team's got little quirks and differences to their style and what they're trying to do. Are the Rockets more physical than the Warriors? I can't firmly say yes. I know that's the perception. It's the perception, and I do think it's probable due to the fact that they are less, ball-skilled than the Warriors. They're a very, very poor or at least inconsistent shooting team. I know Jalen Green didn't look like it in Game 2. But when you don't have the same level of ball skills, then yes, you're probably going to resort to some other things that you have found that help you win basketball games. And the Rockets do that. But the Warriors are a great defensive team, and they are just fine with physicality. And they are too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you look at the regular season between the two teams, defensively, metrics-wise, they're almost identical. Fouls per game, they're almost identical. So to think that one team is more physical than the other over 82 and a better defender than the other over 82 is just wrong. Now, in this series, we've seen a couple of egregious fouls called and not called against Houston, and that's where I think fans are starting to fixate their mind.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.